Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:15 British Summer Time. Well, there's an FOMC meeting tomorrow, and it looks like there's a certain amount of inevitability that they're going to go up another quarter of a point in base rates. I guess that story I posted on the comment today says it all, in that they came out and they said that the sort of summer lull was just a lull, so there's every chance that they're just going to go ahead and raise rates, just as they said they would, and in sort of a gradual raising. So we'll find out tomorrow. Oil opened down today, and I was interested to see that, but since the US opened, it's gone on to make new highs, and just a couple of minutes ago, it was up at. Excuse me. It was up at 44.97, so that's another new high. I was talking with one of the StockCube customers in Germany this morning, and they're pretty sure it's and what they've heard from most of the market is that people are actually expecting it to go to $50. But just looking at the chart pattern, there's nothing that's going to. Doesn't appear to be anything in the chart that is really holding it back from that, and we'll just have to watch the charts to see what sort of dynamics we're thrown. If we see a downward dynamic before we get to $50, well then that might be a signal to trade off of. But there's nothing there at the moment to indicate anything like that to us. There is also up there today on the comment today. There's the bond of the week. And that's from Mark Glowry. Mark used to be a bond trader for quite a number of years. He's been at StockCube for I think 4 or 5 years now. If you've got any questions at all on the bonds that we've posted on the site, feel free to email Mark. His email address is mglowry@stockcube.com. Glowry is spelled Glowrey. Alternatively, you can just send me an email and I'll forward it on to him. Just to go through some of the other markets, the Europeans were very weak today. The DAX was down 37 points, so it's currently at 36.90. The FTSE was down 23 at 43.14. The Milan MIB was down 248 points. It's now 26,540. However, the S&P and the Dow have been very steady today. The S&P is currently at 1,067, so that's up 3 on the day. The Dow Jones is up 16 points at 9,831, and the Nasdaq Composite is up 2 at 1,779. So we're seeing definitely seeing sort of a strengthening, or a steadying at least, in the US markets. I'm guessing that's probably because they've already gone through those sort of resistance levels, and they're figuring out where they're going to go next. But the Europeans actually haven't broken the bottom side of the ranges yet. So we'll see what they do over the next couple of days. Bonds have also been quite interesting. The long bond is only down 6/32, so it's maintained almost the whole part of the move it made on Friday. So that's another sort of bullish signal for the bonds. The Euro Bund is just down 0.02, so that's at 1.15, so that's still maintaining those gains. And the JGBs were down 0.12 as well. Sorry, 0.12, the other was down 0.02, and that's at 136.59. Silver had a very volatile day in here today. I had a tight stop in there on my position, that and I got stopped out of that at 665. It went down to 660, which was the bottom of the range, and then it retraced all the way back up to the top. The top on the day was about 680, and currently it's sitting at 676. So that is really finding quite a bit of resistance there at the sort of the 680 level, and it's maybe looking for some sort of dynamic to break out. Gold is hanging there at $400, which is sort of middle of the range, so we might see a little bit more in that. Looking at the other precious metals, platinum and palladium, someone put in a request that I asked David about palladium, and I failed to get in contact with him. He must have his phone turned off while he's cycling. But I have looked through some of the old commentary that he made back in March when palladium really broke out, and the news then was just as bearish as it is now, but the charts were telling a different story, and in the audio from the 8th of March, David looks on that signal that came then as the first step above the base, and that's when he bought it, and he just rode it up towards the top. So I suppose to answer the question that was in the forum, there wasn't really any new news, but there was price action, and I guess that's where the signal came from. But I'll as soon as I talk to him, hopefully I'll talk to him tomorrow. I'll clarify that issue, and I'll post his answer on the forum. Now looking at some of the soft commodities. Corn is relatively steady in here today. It's currently at 238, so it's up 1.5 points. Oats, last time I looked, was in a sort of relatively similar state. They're up 2.25, so it's looking quite steady as well. Wheat, though, is was looking a little less healthy. It opened down on the day, so it's a down day. It's an up day, but it's actually it's trading below the open on Friday, and that's at 333. Soybeans were looking a little bit. Oops, I've typed in the wrong ticker. Just bear with me for 1 second. And soybeans were up today. They're up 10 at 572.5. So that is looking like a little bit of a rounding on the bottom there. There have been a lot of sort of false breakouts on this downward trend, though, so we have to see what happens in the soybeans. In case anyone is looking at coffee, I'll pull that up. And that is pretty much level on the day. It's forming a star pattern at the moment, but it's at 70.80. I think that's pretty much it. I've put a lot of charts up there today. If there's any other charts that anyone would like me to put up, just send me an email and I'll dig them out for you. And in the meantime, thank you very much for listening.